The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I, as a naturopathic doctor, have had just the opportunity and the delight to do many, many different things with my career, and I couldn't be more appreciative or thankful. One of the things is actually being on the editorial board of a couple of those awesome journals that are out there, like Alternative Medicine, for example. And when you're on the editorial board, they usually send you a copy. And I love getting it every month. My mom always gives me for the holidays, her present to me, and I love it. I have to say it's a guilty pleasure, but her present to me is a subscription to People magazine. And I certainly do look forward to that sort of brain candy, but I also look forward, to getting my alternative medicine and actually having some brain stimulation. But I've got to, I want to share with you an article. This was actually written by Pat Bard. She's a master's of arts and a registered nutritionist, and I found this fascinating. But it's all about slowing down the body's aging process. And she says right off the bat, it starts with controlling levels of something called advanced glycation end products. So if you look at it, AGE, right? Now, I actually, in my practice, I use a product called Glycation Manager. I know all about this stuff. But so what are these things? So AGE compounds, basically, all right, the result of glycation, and this is why I use Glycation Manager, right? They're reactions. AGEs are formed when a protein or a fat basically binds to sugar, okay? And it renders the protein unavailable to do its job in the body. And these compounds, these advanced glycation end products, end up accumulating in our bodies, reaching very unhealthy levels over time, okay? I've always said, hey, it's not just one thing that happens. It is this accumulation over time when we're eating bad fats and sugar, okay? Same thing drives our cholesterol up. We've got these advanced glycation end products. Now, increasing scientific research is focusing on definitely these high levels of AGEs in diabetes, their contribution to diabetes, stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, kidney. I mean, there's so many different things in our body from a health perspective that when you've got these levels of advanced glycation end products, let's just call them AGEs, that affect our health poorly. But as research continues to prove the effects of high AGE levels have on our body, these compounds actually become a very crucial biomarker for healthy living. Okay, just like other markers that we have, like I think the latest one I would say was telomere length. We can actually understand aging by measuring our telomeres. There's kind of like the end of our DNA per se. Just like blood pressure or anything else, body mass index, we've got to be able to understand, hey, what is your accumulation of these AGEs? They accumulate basically in two ways. They from inside the body, when excess sugars, like I said, and proteins combined, we can also ingest them in many of the foods we eat. So a protective nutritional approach to limit the amount of AGEs we take in through our diet can prevent overall accumulation, of course. And also, you know, the biggest thing is this unhealthy level that adds to poor aging and health issues along the way. Easiest thing, bullet pointed out, you got to start just like my last guest, Esther Blum, said, start by changing your diet. And if you just want to do one thing, change your breakfast, just have whole foods, okay? So limiting processed and sugary foods. Foods also cooked at high temperatures, all right, particularly fatty meats. You know, a lot of times that's where that flavor comes from, where you charbroil that fat. But these actually add to these end products. Those they're carcinogenic also. When you've got that char on that big fatty piece of steak. So limiting that. Many people do not see grilling or broiling meat as unhealthy, okay? But studies do show that these AGE levels increase with high heat cooking methods, okay? So grilling, broiling, sautéing, and toasting should be actually curtailed to help us limit it. When you think about cooking to decrease these, once again, a biomarker for health, think about low and slow, okay? It's kind of a good concept to get in there. You want to just incorporate water into the process, okay? I don't do steam fries anymore. You know what I do? I don't do stir fries anymore. I do steam fries. That's what I call them, because I just simply use low heat where you spitter it with water once it gets warm, and that steam actually does the job at breaking down those plant cell walls and giving me somewhat of a quote-unquote stir fry. If I want to add a little oil afterwards where it's not heated, that helps quite a bit. Using a slow cooker, very, very popular these days. Using a slow cooker, also steaming, poaching, boiling, this also can prevent the rising AGE levels that are really becoming a little bit more prevalent in our modern day. So these are things that, once again, I think you reduce exposure wherever you can. So if Sunday nights are the grilling out nights, you know, and you're used to that, maybe every other Sunday you could do that. Maybe there could be protective measures like marinating your meat first in things called iridoids. What are iridoids? Well, iridoids are phytonutrients. So phyto, you think plant. They're found in blueberries, noni berries, cranberries, cherries. They have been found to fight infection, disease, and actually these end products, these glycolated end products. And so there's been some studies that show if you actually do marinate your meat in green tea is another, polyphenols, full of antioxidants, so protective things. You can actually get around not using these methods of cooking, but once again, you're just, I would say you're supplementing your lifestyle. If that's the lifestyle that you have and you're used to it, find ways, but do know that proteins and sugars combining, as well as heating meat at high temperatures, that fat starts to, it starts the glycation process. And these advanced glycation end products are contributing to just poor health across the board. You think about cognitive decline. There's research as far as Alzheimer's and dementia. I would have to say too, think about it this way. It makes things sticky. You want protein. We need protein. Protein, shoot, our immune system is made of protein. Our muscles, the way that we go to the gym, perhaps we break down proteins in order for them to grow back. Proteins are so big in our body, but when the sugar in the glycation process starts to bind with them, they render the protein impossible to do their jobs. Okay, and so that's where I think all of the chronic disease processes start, and we've got these things that we can now measure, and we can do it by just lowering our insulin levels, or just as we lower insulin levels, blood pressure, we can definitely adjust our diet and our lifestyle to lower these AGEs. So think about the stickiness, and I've used this analogy before. You've had a can of Coke, okay, and it you set it down on the end table there. And you go to sleep or what have you, and the next morning you're cleaning up, and you go to grab that can, and it sticks. It sticks to the table. And you're like, wait, what the heck is happening? Well, it sticks to the table because of the sugar, all right? And that's exactly what happens in your body. It gets sticky. That blood and water and nutrients that are flowing into your cells with waste products flowing out from your cells, that process gets gunked up. It gets sticky when you've got these glycation, and once again, for people, you know, this is definitely a lot of this work for advanced glycation end products have been done in the work, in the contribution to diabetes. And that's why I've used Glycation Manager quite a bit. But we're also thinking about, you know, things that are just, they're still, you know, I always say like, gosh, darn it. We've got all this great information. I mean, RadioMD.com, listen to any of the other shows. We've got so many things going on, and our chronic health issues continue to be on the rise. And that's just one thing that we want to stop happening, okay? So watch your AGEs, and you're going to have a better aging process. That's the goal, right? All right. Well, I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine here on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. We'll be right back.